God never has to apologize to us. He always comes through on His promises. What else does it mean? It means His purposes do not change. We change our plans. We change our order of service. We change our worship leader. In any given day, we can change it a couple times, all right? I imagine that Frida didn't know what would happen last week or a week ago when she went to answer the phone. Her daughter was calling, went, and on her way to answer the phone, she tripped and fell and broke her leg very severely. Her plans changed. Dee Dee's grandmother, no one knew that she would pass away when she did. It changed their plans. But I'm glad that God was not surprised by that. It tells us in Psalm 33, verse 11, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations." Isaiah 14, 24, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." Next, what does it mean? His promises, His purposes, His knowledge does not change. He never grows in His knowledge or His wisdom. Is that important to know? What do you think? Shake your head if it's important to know that. Okay? God does not change in His knowledge. So, maybe this morning you're thinking, but He missed what I was going through. No. God never says the following. God never says, "Oops, I missed that." Or He doesn't say, "You know, I forgot all about that. I'll get to it later." He never says, "Oh no, I didn't think that would happen." Or He doesn't say, "Give me time, I'll read up on it and figure out what to do." No, folks, God's knowledge is perfect. He does not change. That is extremely important. But yet the devil plants in our mind, "But He didn't know about what happened in my life." No, God is not aware. God does not care. What else does it mean? His character does not change. His character, who He is, His basic, His essence does not change. Do you realize that God never has a bad day? Have you ever thought about that? God never has a bad day. God never wakes up grumpy. You know why? He never goes to sleep. So He can never wake up grumpy, all right? Not bad. God never has a bad day. And He's never in a bad mood. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. Can you imagine if our God lost His cool and blew it, had one day that was bad, the whole world would end in chaos. We can count on it that our God never changes. His character never changes. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful. For He cannot," what class? "He cannot deny Himself." So His very character is such that He will not change for the better or for the worse. God never improves and God never worsens. That's important. To put it in terms of your understanding today of how technology works, there's no 2.0 version of God. You know what I'm talking about? It's not like we have the God 1.0 version and we hope for a 2.0 version. No. Our God is the same. He doesn't need to be updated. He doesn't need to be upgraded. There is no standard or premium version of God. He is always perfect. Is there an amen to that? I hear a few. Is there an amen to that? Wow, it's still a little weak. I hope that this really is getting in your mind, all right? J.I. Packer, in his book, Knowing God, said this. It's powerful. "Nothing can alter the character of God. In the course of human life, tastes and outlook and temper may change radically. A kind person may turn bitter. A person of goodwill may grow cynical and callous. But nothing of this sort happens to our Creator. He never becomes less truthful or merciful or less just or good, the character of God is today and always will be exactly as it was in Bible times. So when you read your Bible, I trust you'll never say from this point on, well, that's the way he was then, but he's not like that now. How many times I hear that God in the Old Testament was different from the God in the New Testament? It's not true. It's not true at all. God's character is the same today as it was in Bible times. That's why the Bible calls him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though men come and go, God remains the same. He's the same God today that he was then, meaning he's reliable. He's completely consistent in his dealings with his children. You can also use the word always to express this truth. God is always wise, always consistent, always sovereign, always just, always good, always just, always holy, always merciful, always gracious. Can you imagine if there were just a moment that he was not all of those? Again, your life would be in the balance, but God is always consistent. Whatever God is, he always is. There is no sometimes attributes with God. All of his attributes are always attributes. He always is who he is. Many of our hymns stress this. We sang this morning, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." Immortal, invisible. There's a portion that says this, "We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught or nothing changes thee." There's another little chorus. "Yesterday, today, forever." You know that song? "Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Jesus, glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever." He's always the same. The very essence of God is immutability. Say that word with me. Immutability. What does it mean? God does not change. God does not change. Jesus in the New Testament picked up this thought about I am. Do you remember when God revealed himself to Moses at the burning bush? He revealed to him as himself as the God, "I am that I am." What in the world does that mean? I am today, I will be tomorrow, I am. I always am. The book of John, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the vine and you are the branches. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Before Abraham, I am." What was he saying? That he's God. And that's why they picked up stones to stone him, because he was claiming to be God. He said, I am the great I am. Well, the next question is this. So what? So what? This is nice, Pastor Mark, nice facts, but what does this have to do with my life, 2017? Sorry, I'm already behind. I haven't changed my calendar yet, all right? What does that mean for me in 2017? What are the implications for my life? In college, when I was a student, and a long time ago, we had a class called Theology Proper. You know what that is? The study of God. And one of the things we did was we went through all the attributes of God and we studied each one of them, and then we said, so what? In other words, what does this mean for me? I want to do that with this particular characteristic of God. It'll only take about 2 more hours, so hang with me. No, bear with me, okay? What are the implications? Here it is. So what? It is a reminder that God is still in charge. Get a hold of that. God is still in charge. If I know that God never changes, that He is faithful to His purposes and His promises, His character, it gives me stability in my life. It gives me hope that no matter how bad things are down here, no matter how bad things are today, my God is still in charge. He has not lost His throne to another. He is Lord. He is King, immortal, invisible God. He's always on His throne. He didn't stay home today from work. He didn't sleep in. He's always in charge. Folks, that should give us peace in the midst of a changing world. He is not weak. He is not getting old. He is not losing power. His power source never goes bad. His battery never needs to be recharged. God is always in charge. Amen? Second, so what? It's a reminder that God's standards have not changed. How does this affect our world today? Does this matter at all? So here's what I mean by this. God has not gone soft on sin. God has not loosened up His views on evil. God is not more tolerant today than He used to be. Folks, that is a lie of the devil of our day. It is straight from hell. Our culture has bought into this lie, hook, line, and sinker, that God is now an old grandfatherly-like type sitting in His rocking chair and saying, do what you want, have at it, enjoy, and then what? I'll bring you to heaven. No consequences. Folks, that is a lie. God's standards have not changed. He is still pure and holy. He still will judge sin. He still wants us to know that we reap what we sow. He wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to live with integrity. God doesn't say, just do your own thing. And by the way, in our culture today that says He's loosened His standards, I want you to know God has not changed His design for marriage. It always has been and always will be marriage between a man and a woman. Not between women, not between men, not between anything else, not any other arrangement. God's design is perfect and it's best for us. God is not wishy-washy on the matter of gender identity. God is not up in heaven saying, I don't know what their thing to do today is. No, He made man and He made woman. There is a distinction. He's not made a mistake. He's made you who you are. Be who you are. Be who God made you. When you leave God out of your life and go on any other standards, our own or our feelings, you can see the craziness that comes about. And then people start marrying the Eiffel Tower. They start marrying themselves. Now they have actual ceremonies where people call their friends and neighbors. They pay money. They have a person come in and they're marrying themselves. But the interesting thing is they're leaving for an open relationship, so that if someone else comes along, they can marry them. But folks, the craziness, the sinfulness of our world, it's just when we think that God has changed His standards, it's not true. Next, so what? It's a reminder that God is trustworthy. When change scares and threatens you, you have the assurance that God is your rock. He's your fortress. You can count on Him. When you woke up this morning, you didn't have to wonder, what is His plan for today? What does He want me to do? How does he want me to live? No, it's always the same. So get on board, find out what his word says, and do it. His promises are the same. You can count on him. You can depend on him. I can't tell you the number of times that I hear as I'm counseling with people, they say something like this: I have trust issues. I have trust issues with so-and-so, with my mate. I have trust issues with that person. I just cannot trust them. Folks, we don't have to say that about our God. He is trustworthy. Yesterday, when I officiated at Dee Dee's grandmother's funeral, it was nice to be able to stand up and proclaim the good news and say, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's not made another way. He's not changed his mind. But I could share the good news with confidence, knowing that God's promises are sure. He's trustworthy. And there's a better place where there's no more pain or disease or tears. What a hope to be able to give that message at a funeral service, to know that there is something more and something far better than here. Next, so what? Does it matter that God doesn't change? Yes, it does. It's a reminder that God's treatment of me is consistent. Do you realize that God always loves you, no matter what the circumstances? His love is not conditional. It's always active. It's always demonstrative. He knows what you're going through. He knows what's best for you. Nothing takes him by surprise. He's always gracious, always merciful for you. That should put us at ease and give us peace, knowing that he's looking out for me at all times. He never forgets you. He never walks out on you. Amen? Folks, that is so important. God always treats us in the right way with loving grace and mercy. And last, and you wondered when I would come to it. So what? It's a reminder that I have every reason, I have many reasons to give him praise and thanks. Everything else may be falling apart in your life, but you have a God who never changes. Boy, that is a reason of our praise. That's a reason for our thanks. Praise God for his forgiveness. Praise God for his mercy. Praise God that he uses us as his ambassadors to tell the world about Jesus Christ. God doesn't wipe us out for our half-hearted efforts, but he's faithful to himself and he forgives. He gives us a second chance over and over. He is faithful. Folks, how important is this truth? To deny the immutability of God is to deny that he is God. A.W. Pink reminds us that God cannot change for the better, for he is perfect. And being perfect, he cannot change for the worse. Take heart. God is unchanging. He is faithful. He is consistent. And he will never, never, ever let you down. Amen? I'd like for a song to be played right now that uses these words of his unchangeability, his faithfulness, consistency. I'd like to play this song. Just remain seated for a moment as we play this song in closing, and then I'll close in a word of prayer. Let's stand. Let's pray together. Father, forgive us for our unfaithfulness. We are in desperate need of changing. Forgive us for falling to the lies of the devil and finding excuses why we shouldn't serve you. Lord, we love you. We praise you for your unchangeability. And we want to serve you. We want to go about this day always in reminder of your faithfulness and our need to be faithful to you. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen.